Aguten Chaydesh. We're standing here today, Rish Chaydesh Ador Beis. Some of us started being Marben Besimcha, Chaydesh Aleph, but there was still 6 weeks away from Purim. Some people were a little embarrassed to be so happy, it's too far. There's a Shiloh, is there a Din Simcha in the first month of Adar? All those Shilohs are now gone. We're starting now. Mishenichnas Adam Marben Besimcha, according to everyone. We're standing here now, Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis. We're supposed to be Besimcha. How? When? Where? Besimcha, there's so much going on. We're living in a world of such turmoil. There's everything but Simcha. We get emails about how serious the situation is in Ukraine and how serious this and how serious that. It's scary. What does it mean, be besimcha? How? My job, my shalom bayis, my children, the list goes on. Everyone with all the things they want. We have to look at the Torah as we always do. And you will look at what we're celebrating in the Yemei HaPurim. And you will see what we're celebrating. And you'll understand that that's the Simcha. If you look at what the celebration was after the Yidden won, it's fascinating. It says, V'shara Yehudim asher v'medinos ha-melech nikhalu v'omed al nafshon v'noyach me'oideihem. They were noyach. They relaxed from their enemies. Pasuk continues on. B'yem shloish asa chaydesh adar. On the 14th day we relaxed. Therefore, you missed Tevah Simcha. Next pasuk, Yud Ches. This is all in Perek Tes. By Yehudim Asher B'Shusha Nikalu, Barbaser Boy, V'Noyach B'Chamish Asar, therefore make Mishta V'Simcha. The people in Shushan, when did they have a Yom Noyach Me'avim? Are they relaxing? The 15th. And the Pesukim go on again. And when it tells you the last time, what's the point of having every single year? It says the Kayim Aleim Liyos Oisim Es Yoyim Abbas Al Chodesh Ves Yoyim Chamish Asa B'chol Boy B'chol Shana V'Shana. You need to replay this every year. What? Says the next pasuk Kayamim Asher Nachu Bahen HaYehudim Me'oyveim, because they rested from their enemies. V'Achodesh Asher Nehepach Lam Miyogo In L'Simcha Me'vel Yantiv. That person could be Dumish Leichmonois. He has the ability to send friends. He has the ability. He has enough money to give Avyonim. And the pasuk continues on. Ramatisyo Salman and his Sefer and others point out the constant word of Nachu. We celebrated something after the days of Haman. That was Menucha. Menuchas Hanefesh. That was something we didn't have before. We were enamored before by the outside world. We wanted to go to Ahasuerus' party. We were trying to be like them. We were running. We wanted to be very successful. We wanted to be very powerful. We were running, unfortunately, after the dreams and the culture of the land. And that destroyed us spiritually. To the point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what are you guys thinking? What are you chasing? You think you'll find peace and happiness by sitting at Ahasuerus' party? Are you joking? That's the life you want to live? But we lost focus. We were chasing our enemies. Comes the story where we almost get killed. Chazal tell us that was the most inspiring moment. Klal Yisrael then accepts the Torah willingly and lovingly and says, we had it. We don't need anything else. We saw the culture there. We saw what a party by the Goyim looks like. We're done. We're cured. We're happy with our life and we're content. They were nachu me'oyveihem. Not only were they resting. No. They were at peace from their enemies. They were not chasing their enemies anymore. They were cured. Don't need a thing anymore. What's the celebration? When no one's chasing anymore what everyone else has, trying to be like everyone else, you could now do metanis, you could do mishleach monis, ishloyeyu, you have friends. Yeah, you're content. You're not jealous. Good. I have. You have. Gavaldi. You thought you didn't have enough money because you were chasing the culture. Who could be the richest? Now he has matanas lev yoinim. Klal Yisrael reached the thing. They were nachu me'eveyim. Not just physically. They were now at peace from their enemies. We realize now that A, there are enemies, and B, we're not running after them. They're continuously running. There is nothing. On Purim, we're asked, libesume, to reach a point where you don't know the difference between Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai. I love to say over this gem, what does it mean, Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai? The Chachmas Menayach and Megillah tells us, you know what that means? There's two reasons you hate people. One is because Baruch Mordechai, they're very successful, and you're jealous. And the other one is Ar Haman, because you think they did something bad to you. When a person is at peace with himself, he's not jealous of someone else, not upset at everyone for not giving, it's fine, he's at peace. We were nachu me'ayveyem. When you have time to go through Perek Tes, see the simcha was that we became people at peace. People don't understand that with menuchas ha'nefesh, you have everything. There's a story told that someone once asked Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky for a bracha. And he wished the person menuchas ha'nefesh and archavas hadas, calmness of the soul, and archavas hadas, a space that he can, you know, his mind can think. And the supplicant, the person waiting over there, was a little bit disappointed. And Reb Yaakov looked at him, taken aback, and said, I wished you everything possible. Why are you unhappy? Everything, said Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, lies in that bracha. Because if you have menuchas ha'nefesh, you're not chasing anyone or anything. You are content with your own life. The Yidden reached that point. They were nachu me'eveyem. Today we are being fed constant dreams, what you could have possibly if you come here, you go there, you purchase that. And we don't have a drop of menuchas ha'nefesh from our enemies, from our phones that constantly are sending us things that we could have to be happy. We're being told happiness is everywhere but in your house. Vayar menucha ki toiv. Tells us the Bali Taisvis is in your home, not outside. All the things you're being told will bring you peace is not true. Menucha, tranquility, is when you're not running. If you're peaceful, you're at home. That's the kasha nahu. This is what we have to go on. You know, we were here in current events. And everyone, you ask anyone, you say the word Mr. Putin, you say the word Vladimir, and people cringe. Crazy person. He has the whole Russia. What does he need, Ukraine? What is he so busy looking for more? So it brings to my mind a very funny story of another man who lived a little before him, power-hungry man, who told his advisor, we need to attack the neighbor and absorb him and conquer him. So the advisor looked at him inquisitively, like, and how will this have a positive impact on our country? He said, because then I will be neighbors with the enemy who lives right after that next country, and I can conquer him. So the advisor said, okay, and then how would that help you? He says, because then we'll have access to the sea, and we could go attack with our navy the enemies across the sea. We have enemies there. I said, isn't that what? He says, then I will be at peace. And the advisor looked at him and sighed, rolled his eyes, and said, Your Honor, if I may, peace is what you have now. Not after you go ahead and fix another 100 things to get the peace. It doesn't work that way. Tyre Yidden. The Yidden also thought, we'll go ahead, we'll take that, we'll go to the next thing, we'll get that, we'll open another branch and another firm, we'll work another few hours, we'll get another this, we'll go on another trip. That's all we're going to bring you. Before you laugh at Mr. Putin or cry, let's look in the mirror. We're running around to conquer this. Because if we work another few hours and work another few this and get another job, then we'll be able to buy a bigger house. For what? To have more to clean so we could have more, and so that you'll have peace. What you have now is what you have. Not later this, all here to ruin it. Whoever wants Simcha, look at the Megillah Esther. This is just a replay. We went ahead, we messed up already. We went to their party. Today you don't need to go to their party. Today, you could look at their party on your phone. You could sit at the Sudas Achashverosh in your own house with your children sitting at the table around you on a weekday night supper, and you could watch Sudas Achashverosh right there. Watch the parties, everything our parents didn't know of, and everything that they did wrong by going to the Achashverosh's party. They were enamored by that culture, and that's what they wanted to run after. And they dreamed to have that, and to have this, and to have that. They had no Menuchas HaNefesh. That's what we have constantly in our lives, unfortunately. No peace. They're sending us more messages, more things. Do this, do that. You'll have that. You'll be happy. You'll be happy. Come here. You'll be happy. Nothing doing. That's what people like Mr. Putin think. Go more, more. Look in the mirror. What you have right now is beautiful. Don't run. The celebration of Purim. The Simcha is, read it, please, when you have a moment in Perek Tes over Shabbos. When could you make a Mishtev a Simcha? When is there joy? Kasha Nachu Me'eveyem. We're done with our enemies. Who are our enemies? The Ar Hamans, the people making our lives miserable. The Baruch Mordechai is throwing huge parties and vacations and the glamour and glitz that's selling you lives out there. Never worked. Many people have ran and tried to taste from all those things that the Goyim have to offer us. They came running back, disappointed, and finally knowing there's nothing there. We don't need a Haman to come stand up and scare us anymore. We're going to do it on our own. We're going to remember Kashenachu. May our Yimei Mishtev Simcha. May the Chodesh Adar bring only Geula. The Nissen, the Adar and Nissen, Chazal tell us that Purim and Pesach are this Adar base together next to Chodesh Nisan. We were Nigal then, and we should be Zeicha this year. The Karban Pesach should be, Be'ezer Hashem, we should be makivit in Yerushalayim Yer HaKadosh. Have a wonderful Shabbos.